wherever the satellite coverage is. As long as the antenna on the ship is visible to the satellite, they should be able to track it. Let's hope none of them go rogue to the South China Sea.
Want to see where the Matanuska is right now? Check out this new program. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. It's official. Haines voters will have to decide whether they want to recall two assembly members when they scribble in their ballots this October. The Haines Borough certified the two recall petitions for assembly members Joanne Waterman and Damon Hoffman, fulfilling the legal requirements for the questions to appear on a special election ballot that voters will see at the same time as the municipal election. Borough Clerk Julie Causey says she determined that 19 signatures on each of the petitions were invalid, either because of incorrect voter registration or illegibility, making the final total of signatures 303 on Hoffman's petition and 297 on Waterman's. The group behind the petitions say they collected the signatures required to get the recall questions on the ballot because of a decision the assembly made to not appoint a new member to a vacated seat. The borough determined that was against borough code. Four members voted to instead have the voters pick the next assembly person. Hoffman and Waterman were two of them. The October special election ballot is expected to include the language that appeared on the petitions. State law also allows Hoffman and Waterman to submit a response in 200 words or less to also appear on the ballot. Both assembly members have said they plan to do so. As a formality, the Haines Assembly will address the issue at their next regular assembly meeting. Meetings of the Alaska Municipal League wrapped up last week. About 100 mayors, city administrators, and other community leaders were in Sitka for the organization's summer conference, where it lays out priorities for the next winter's legislative session. The Alaska Municipal League is the lobbying organization that represents every city and borough in the state, including Skagway and Haines. Kathy Wasserman is the AML's executive director.
We're the one that helps make sure that one mayor isn't asking for this, and then the other mayor doesn't tweak it a bit, and pretty soon the legislature's going to think, well, we can't solve their problem. They're all on a different page.
Wasserman says that every year, one of the group's top priorities is to urge state government to maintain revenue sharing with local governments. Doing so, she says, helps local governments avoid major tax increases. The program was done away with in 2004 and then revived in 2008.
The cities and boroughs in this state were having a very, very difficult time. And that's when oil prices started going up. So they were requiring more money to heat all of their buildings, more money to fill their fleets with gas. The state was raking in a lot of money, and the cities were slowly going broke and having to raise taxes in order to pay for that stuff. We since have gotten revenue sharing reinstated, and it has helped immensely.
The Alaska Marine Highway System has unveiled a new online tool that'll help the public know exactly when their ship will come in. Ferry System Chief Mike Newsell in Juneau says the new system map has an interactive online interface that allows users, even on smartphones, to find nearly every ship in the fleet with pinpoint accuracy.
It covers 9 of our 11 vessels. We do not have the fast vehicle ferries on there yet. We need to put some equipment on those ships to be able to get them on there. But for all the other ships in the fleet, including the Testamina down there in Kodiak, customers will be able to click on that website, click on the ship, find out where it's at, what its heading is, what its speed is, what its next port is, and when its estimated time of arrival in that next port is, which is beneficial, I think, in that we have a lot of terminals that are not staffed at all hours of the day and night when our ships come in until slightly before and slightly after the ship is there. So when folks call, it's often difficult to find out if there's been a delay or a schedule adjustment, what time ships will actually show up.
The tracking information is not part of the failed attempt to provide internet access via satellite to passengers aboard ferries. Instead, Newsell said it operates off the ship's computer and satellite systems. He said the state does not feel there are security concerns in providing precise location data to the public.
The ship is out there and pretty obvious where it's at, and it runs a schedule, and we try to stick to that schedule. So this is, I think, really just making the information that is somewhat already available but not easily obtained, making it more easily available for customers to see. Our schedule is published, and that information is not confidential as to where they're at and what time they're going to be at the next port. That's public information.
Though he's not using a wall-sized flat screen, Newsell says he does keep an eye on his fleet with the new tool.
It just helps give me situational awareness of the system and, you know, who's transiting where and are they on time or are they not on time, and you know, that we have issues developing. So it is a good situational awareness tool for an overall system perspective, certainly from where I sit. I use it frequently. But I think in local communities, you know, that you care about the one ship that's coming that you have a connection to that you're either getting on or meeting somebody from or whatever. And if you just zoom in on that, it'll hopefully provide valuable information to the traveling public.
If you zoom out far enough on the online map, you can see the whole world. And no matter where an Alaska State Ferry is, it should show up there.
Theoretically, yes. It is a satellite-based tracking system, and wherever the satellite coverage is, as long as the antenna on the ship is visible to the satellite, they should be able to track it. Let's hope none of them go rogue to the South China Sea.
The state already unveiled the new online system map for the public. It's available at ferryalaska.com. By Alaska standards, Mario Benassi Jr. is on his way to the top. Runner-up to this year's Southeast Got Talent Show at the Southeast Alaska State Fair is getting a shot at the statewide talent show the first week in September up in Palmer.
Like, I was super excited just to win second, and I was just to hear my name again, you know.
But it was a little bit of luck that landed the Haynes High 11th grader the gig, you might call it. The actual first place winner from the regional competition, a young songwriter from the Yukon, can't make the trip she qualified for to the state competition. So the opportunity was passed on to the Chilkat Valley local.
And then the lady came up, the girl's mom who won, and she was telling me that, and I felt my emotions. I felt all the blood rush to my face. I just couldn't even handle it. It was weird. Because for some reason, I felt like it was going to happen, and it did, and it freaked me out. I don't know. I really, really, really wanted to go. That's the only reason I wanted to get first anyways, is to play at a bigger stage, just to be seen again, and it happens either way, so I was really excited.
A fundraiser dinner and show this Friday will help the hometown kid get there. More on that in a minute. First, the state competition is like his third real onstage performance ever. Remember the shaggy-haired kid who silently snuck onto stage at last year's talent show and wowed the crowd of peers and neighbors with an acoustic version of a familiar rock song?
I sang a song called She's Electric by Oasis, yeah. That was like the most difficult song that I know still to this day. Well, actually, I take that back, but for my voice it is.
He practices a lot at home, around campfires and gatherings, on an acoustic Guild guitar. Says it's a stress reliever. So what did Mario do this year to win second place in the talent show?
I did a song called I Want to Know Your Plans, and it's by Say Anything. It's a punk band. He's a really extraordinary songwriter. So
want to hear it? It's pretty good.
I want to know your plans and how involved in them I am. When we go to sleep for good, will I be forgiven? If you want.
Sorry to interrupt. The whole thing is posted at our website at khns.org, along with a couple photos. This is also the song he plans to play for the judges in Palmer.
I think that's why I'm going to do it, because, I don't know, it shows a lot of range in my voice and a lot of diversity in guitar. They're funky chords I've never seen before.
'Cause you're what keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. Strengthens my bones, puts the words in my head when they pour out the paper. It's all for you.
I think when I first heard it, I like couldn't get it out of my head, and I couldn't stop singing it, and I figured out the melody, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to win the whole thing. So I looked it up, I had to, because it's a difficult song, and I don't know, I kind of went from there, had to put it all together, and then I played it, and now it's like in the bag, now I know it.
Benassi, son of Mario Sr. and Natalie Benassi, says he's excited about the chance to play in front of his biggest stage audience ever, and is starting to get an idea of what he's up against, too. He looked up some of last year's talent.
Just the one that I saw, I think she won first place, and her voice was just, oh my god, like, absolutely perfect. She was, like, dancing around on stage and singing, and she was telling a story and acting it out, and she was like, every note was just on with the piano. She like sang with the piano's melody, and she never got off beat. And it was like really impressive.
But soft-spoken, kind-smiling Mario Jr., who easily becomes confident and natural on stage, is the first one to represent the Upperland Canal in this contest. So he's already done pretty good. A fundraiser dinner this week helps get Mario Jr. to his next show. It's at the Haynes School Cafeteria on Friday, August 19th at 6 p.m.
We're going to be serving authentic Mexican food, my mom's Mexican food, which is pretty unbeatable. It's $10 a plate, and there's also going to be silent auction and open mic for anybody that's willing to show their talent. Anybody, storytellers, jugglers, anything. Songwriters. I'm hoping to not be the only one playing music there. I hope not, anyways. But
$10 for adults, $6 for kids, for the authentic Mexican feast with veggie and gluten-free also available. The money raised will help with travel costs to the state competition, which are not otherwise covered. Mario Benassi Jr. performs at the State Fair Talent Show on September 5th.
Yeah, I'm so, I don't know, I'm grateful that everybody's so encouraging, and every time they see me, they just, you know, give me nothing but good things to say, and so I'm very thankful for that.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Jay Barrett and Ed Schoenfeld for their help with this report. Strengthens my bones, puts
what you do, no more fighting.